KLO 1690 AM Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Tuesday, September 9, Israeli occupation forces airdropped a massive amount of leaflets on Palestinians in Gaza City, demanding the full evacuation of the region. This comes after Israel revealed it intends to demolish all of Gaza City in an attack to take down Hamas. The Israeli military ordered residents to move to Al-Masawi area, which is already overcrowded with thousands of displaced people sheltering in tents. Palestinians in Gaza City are now left stranded amidst the rubble, with nowhere safe to go, as Israel continues to regularly bomb the south. Health authorities in Gaza announced that they will not be evacuating Gaza City's two main operational hospitals, stressing that doctors will not abandon their patients. Gaza City is home to around 1 million Palestinians, and as of Wednesday, less than 10% have evacuated the area. Since October 7, 2023, Israel has killed more than 64,000 Palestinians in Gaza. Activists and coalitions across Canada protested in front of Canada Revenue Agency offices across the country between September 2nd and September 5th. Their demand was to stop allowing Canadian charitable donations to subsidize war crimes and the genocide in Palestine. Just Peace Advocates, an independent Canadian human rights group, released an analysis based on charity filings from 2024, exposing seven organizations for sending donations to entities deeply complicit in the occupation and bombing campaigns against Palestinian civilians. Activists highlighted Revenue Agency's failure to enforce its own laws, as these funds violate both the Income Tax Act and the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity Act. They still haven't taken any action against these violations and continue to make Canadian taxpayers unknowingly implicated in genocide. That being said, many other charities such as Mizrachi and United Israel Appeal did not file their 2024 returns. This is raising more questions surrounding the entire funding of illegal Israeli activities. The head of the Assembly of First Nations of Quebec and Labrador, Francis Viropol, is pleading for the Quebec government to drop Bill 97, an act proposing to modernize the forest regime. The new proposed system consists of splitting public lands into three equally sized zones. That includes one protected area, one area for industry to develop, and one area for mixing public lands with lands for development. Since the tabling of Bill 97 back in April, First Nations have been protesting against it. Indigenous groups and leaders are saying the act gives the forestry industry the right to complete their operations without consulting them, which threatens Indigenous title rights and sovereignty. They warn that the changes are prioritizing logging over the long-term health of the ecosystem, which could get in the way of the preservation of their traditional ways of life, cultures, and languages. They also emphasize their concern with the potential acceleration of forest degradation. Last week, Minister of Indigenous Affairs, Ian Lafreniere, implied that many changes will be made to the amendment. Minister of Natural Resources and Forests, Maite Blanchette-Vézina, who has been receiving backlash for putting industrial interests above all else in her new bill, said that her ministry's team of lawyers are willing to sit down with the Assembly of First Nations to make sure that all the terms and elements in the amendment that spark concern would be avoided. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
Hello, 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 everyone. Good afternoon. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CGLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and I've got some nice chill tracks for you this afternoon. I hope everyone's having a good Sunday. We're just going to get right into it, starting off with Sleepless by Kestrels. I had someone request this in my Instagram comments a week ago, and I was like, yeah, we're going to give it a shot because it's good stuff. After that, we're going to have some more kind of softer kind of emo stuff and maybe some interesting little Canadian and new indie-esque stuff. I don't know. I don't want to talk a lot today. Let's just listen to the music.
We'll be right back.
track one, side A by Oso Oso, an emo classic, a modern emo classic, in my opinion. That's a great album. They just played a show in Montreal, and I missed it because I was like back home, and I missed it by like a day. But you know what? That's how it goes. They'll be back, probably. They're still active. They're still great. Before that, you heard Sleepless by Kestrels. They are, I believe, a Halifax band. Good stuff. Someone recommended that to me on social media. If you want to recommend stuff, it doesn't have to be emo, but it can be. You know, all the more merrier. You can find me on Instagram at Brave Little Emo Girl. And like just DM me or put it in my comments or reply to my stories or I don't know, send a carrier pigeon. Doesn't matter. I just want new music. Yeah, today is a beautiful, gorgeous September day. September feels like a really weird and crazy month. Like I've been so busy, but then someone asks like, yeah, what have you been up to this month? And I couldn't tell you. I've been back at school, I think. Consuming knowledge, I think. I have been answering so many emails because I'm a grown up now. So, you know what? Just gotta suck it up. But hey, Sundays are for rest and Sundays are for being emo about it. So I'm glad you're all listening. Yeah, today's kind of a chiller day. I'm probably gonna pick it up more in terms of energy wise, like later on the month. I find this like last stretch of heat in the summer is very annoying and unmotivating. I'm just like, I want the darkness. I want the edge and that cold bite. I need it. Last night I watched the David Fincher movie, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and I read the book while I was back home. I read it in like 5 days. It was really good. And like that whole vibe of like, yeah, take me to Sweden right now, actually. I'd like to be there. I'd like to be there listening to some hardcore stuff. I think next week I might do a Screamo episode just to get back into it. But for now, it's chill, a little different today. Up next, we've got Thick Skin, Should I Give In by Brave Bird. This was put on to me by my friend Dominic. He lives in Toronto, and he's like a great emo connoisseur. After that, we've got some Reverie Sound Review, also recommended to me by a friend here in Montreal. And then we've got the new Tortoise single, which is very, very interesting. But first, we're going to have some little break, and then we'll get right back into it. Anyways, thank you. Never mind. Something's happening with the ads, and it ain't working. So I'm just going to filibuster a little bit. That's okay. It's fine. It happens.
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in 3 theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma du Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies.
Fret, there's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com.
You're listening to CJLO on 1690 AM, CJLO!
You suck.
You suck more.
Belongs to me. We're still young and it's not hard to have fun.
kids that remain are finding it hard to stay.
Now we'll fit in
and be cool kids with thick skin. We'll make it home once again. I'm putting my head to rest. I'm so dumb, I'm saying my song's been sung. Should I give in to everything I'm worth?
Thank you.
That was the new Tortoise single, Layered Presence. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And no, that wasn't emo, but my thought process is like, I really like Tortoise. Two, drums that weird are definitely math rock-esque, and sometimes the Venn diagram between math rock and like certain types of emo is a circle, so I think that it warrants its place here. But, you know, debate me in my comment section. Would love that. I would love to hear your opinions. And before that, we had Passes and Passports by Reverie Sound Review, or Revue, Canadian outfit. And I got recommended to this by a friend because one of the members was also an active member in Broken Social Scene, and love, adore. I wanted to say this week I went to a couple really cool art exhibitions, art like shows, and I wanted to share them. One was at the Galerie UQAM, which was in, it's like just in the metro kind of part. You go through it's the Jasmine Pavilion. I think it's free or by donation, and it was really cool. It had four artists. It's part of this biennale that happens in Montreal. I can't remember what it's called for the life of me. It might be in my notes some here. I've got this little, the Momenta Biennale. Yeah. Really cool stuff, really cool artists, some that I saw in like some courses of mine, so that was really cool to see. And then I went to the MBAM exhibition on someone Glass. He's local like Montreal surrealist artist, and it was very, very interesting. He did these like shadow boxes of collected materials and things, and some really cool abstract work. But if you're looking for stuff to do this fall, there's so many good art things in the city. Yeah, like shows and music stuff as well. There's a lot happening. Keep an eye out for the CJLO funding drive shows. There's going to be some cool events. But also go fill your visual art cup. It's nice. And, you know, I recommend going and like just no music. I used to be a big music listener in galleries and museums. And if I'm really trying to get all of it in, then I'll put on a soundtrack and just like commit. I tear through museums, but I also have to spend at least 3 hours. But I recommend going and being fully present. It's really nice. It's a nice way to like reset your weekend and just see what's going on. Anyways, up next we have Liquor Lane by Gasper. They're also an East Coast Canadian band. I think Nova Scotia. It's good, very chill. And then after that, we've got Broken Glass by Blind Commentary. I believe that they're a Saskatchewan band. Saskatoon. I could be wrong, though. After that, we've got one of the new songs from the new Teeth album, Iron Wine. And we'll see where that takes us. All right. Once again, you're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM.
What's this I hear goes round and round like grandpa the clock sitting by the door? Rumors can be vicious things when we let them get so damn out of control. Is there no such thing as a live, laugh, love, and be good till your neighbors are? In the end, we'll watch what's up. No silly words, Mom would hang on the door. My own heart.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anif Jacques and Ryoko Akama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam. This is CJLO 1690 AM, and this is the end of the show. I have three more songs for you, but what we just heard was Iron Wine by Teeth. New album, very good. Makes me want to do a shoegaze episode, which I will do, promise. Before that, we had Broken Glass by Blind Commentary, Saskatoon band, I believe. Fact check me on that, go ahead. And before that, we had Liquor Lane by Gasper, Halifax, I think. Anyways, yeah, I hope everyone has a good rest of their weekend, a good rest of their Sunday. I hope no Sunday scaries come for you, and I hope that your week is blessed and balanced. Once again, CJLO 1690 AM, Brave Little Emo Girl. Thank you for listening.
We'll be right back.
I forgot to mention the last three songs. I'm going to do that really quick, deciding not to be mean today. We got The Chase. That was the new They Are Getting a Body of Water song. Very excited for this new album. Up next is Aries, parentheses, Moth Song by Arm's Length. They're Ontario somewhere, but can't remember right now. And the last song we have for today is going to be This Place Is a Prison by the Postal Service, one of my favorite fall artists. Listen or else. And also, if you want to see the playlist, I post them all on my Instagram now, really putting an effort into documenting that. So follow at Brave Little Emo Girl on Instagram. And yeah, let's continue. Sorry about that. I'm trying to right my wrongs this year.
Chewing holes in all my clothes. I let you out, thought you'd go home, but you said your home is where I go. Well, am I precious or just again.
the teeth, and you may case the grounds from the Cascades to Puget Sound, but you are not permitted to leave. I know there's a big world out there like the one that I saw on the screen.
We're the hosts